The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we'll have some time for walking practice now. And just a few reminders about walking practice. The formal walking practice for this style of practice, again, it uses the same instructions. We relax the body, and one of the most helpful ways for relaxation of body, I find for myself, is to, as I begin a walking period, I kind of explore what pace of walking feels really comfortable. It may be a little bit faster than a normal kind of what you normally think of as walking meditation. Just kind of do a little bit of walking. And I find for formal walking practice in this style, it can be helpful to have a very simple path. It doesn't need to be a short path like in the Vipassana, the Mahasi style walking, where we usually encourage about a 20 or 30 foot path. You know, that feels a little short if the body wants to move a little bit more quickly. But you might do some walking outside and you know, just have a very simple path, maybe down the block and back or something like that. You know, about, I don't know, 1,000 feet long or something like that. You know, so a fairly long path, but just to keep it simple, not to have to think about where you're going or, you know, decisions about what to do. So again, we're trying to simplify here in this more formal style. So find a simple walking path, and then just begin to walk and explore what brings comfort and ease and relaxation in the walking. And then notice when you find a pace that feels comfortable, then just notice turning the attention to the awareness again, aware while walking. In the walking practice, there is not a need to focus on anything in particular. We don't have to focus on the body, although that's often a place where attention does naturally land because there's movement and it's a kind of an obvious experience. But another really obvious experience in the walking practice is seeing and hearing. And so the attention is likely to shift between seeing, hearing, body moving, and then perhaps our relationship or what's going on, the thoughts or emotions about what's happening. And sometimes we might hear something and then, you know, kind of that the relationship or the how comes in of, oh, I don't like that sound, or I like that sound, I'm interested in that sound. The mind kind of is curious and gets drawn, and that's, it's fine for that to happen. It's just useful to notice it. So an exploration in the walking is really just relax, recognize awareness, and then notice what awareness is drawn to, kind of the sense perhaps of following the attention. I've talked about in previous retreats, this kind of exploration of the difference between seeing and looking or hearing and listening. And that can be a useful thing to notice when that happens in the walking, because it may be that you're kind of in a broader sense of recognizing that seeing is happening, and then movement. A dog bounds across your path and the mind focuses. It shifts down to an attention on that. And that's fine that happens. Just notice that shift from seeing to looking. Let's see, anything more about walking I want to bring in? I think just noticing also the relationship. This can be pretty fluid in the walking because with so much going on, the mind has different relationships. You know, it may be that it hears the sound of a bird and likes that and has a sense of delight that arises, and we can notice that. And then a motorcycle goes by and there's a constriction. So just, you know, kind of notice all of that mental and physical kind of interrelationship, the conditioned nature of how our sense experience affects our mind, how our mind affects our sense experience. So just kind of curiosity about all of it with a field or a container of relaxation. So we'll have a walking practice until 1:30 the hour. So in California, that'll be 10:30. So come back at 10:30. And we'll see you then. We'll do another sitting, and then there'll be time for some questions and reflections after that sitting. So enjoy your walking.